The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's an old Willie Nelson song called On the Road Again, and that's us right now, and I want to talk about the hotel food. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It is almost the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and on the road again, but in my rental car.
Okay.
Hey, Let's talk about something before we get to the food.
We're not going to talk about the hotel. Yeah. We're not talking about the food. We're going to talk about the rental car.
Why?
Because we leave Dana in charge of, well, first of all, I let Dana book this trip because we're in San Antonio right now, and then we're going to Las Vegas for the Grammy. And what does Dana do? First, she cancels the hotel in Vegas.
Oh,
because dude. We're having issues. We couldn't get in, and now we're getting in, so we had to rebook. I didn't want to spend too much money.
And then we get here. She books a rental car. Like 30 minutes on the other side of town.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Thank God Anthony booked this little, I don't know. It's not even half. It's like half God. Car, half toy.
Yeah, dude.
And that's what, you know, I've been calling it two banger. That's what's getting us around right now. I mean, it literally fits three people.
But is there ever a family trip that goes smoothly?
No,
I don't think so at
no.
all.
But you know what? You guys are being mean to me. It was a mistake. And I was trying to make Automatic's life easier. I was trying to book and do these things because every time I ask him to do something, Anthony, what does he say?
Don't tell me what to do, Dana.
Okay. This is the one time. This is the one time I let Dana book any travel. And this is where we're at. We're staying at a hotel, and we got a half car, half toy that we're driving around.
Yesterday.
Oh, and here's the best part.
Yelled at me.
No, you can't go on.
Yeah.
They offered us a personal driver.
Oh.
They said that they would come pick us up and take us wherever we want to go, and Dana turned it down.
Oh my God, dude. Yesterday when you guys were fighting in the thick of it, I was like, you know what? This reminds me of the last family vacation my parents took before they got divorced. I was like, yo, we need to calm
Don't
down,
say
guys.
That.
We need to calm
Don't
down,
say
yo.
That. Okay, but I will say, Automatic later apologized and he said, you can never book travel
ever
again.
Ever book again.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Prom Day, y'all.
Hey, shout out to all the people going to proms out there. Did you guys go to your prom?
I went to two proms.
I went to a lot of proms. My mom was upset with how much proms I went to.
It cost a lot of money. I would have been upset too.
We also have National Crayon Day, so hey.
Oh my gosh. All I wanted when I was little, I'm going to keep saying it till DJ Automatic buys it for me for Christmas, was the 64 Crayola crayon box with a sharpener in it.
Oh, dude.
I never got
fire.
It.
That was a stunt in elementary.
Man, I'm telling
we also
you.
Have World Backup Day, so back up them files, but we'll wrap it up on National Tater Day. Ooh.
Oh, I'm glad you wrapped it up on National Tater Day.
That's
potatoes.
What we had for dinner last night.
At
because
the hotel.
We're staying at a hotel that serves food.
Hey, it was free and it was good. Don't you ever complain about free food.
I had a potato for dinner, Dana.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm mad I got his complaining pants on, but
he really does.
Good thing those are, he can walk in those because we don't got no car. So.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies, I want you to tell every man you know to listen to this. I mean, we're live right now on the radio. You can listen to it later on the podcast. We are going to give you man etiquette for men who aren't around a lot of women and may not know how to act. Or you might be around a lot of women and you still don't know how to act. And the reason we're talking about it is because last night I was getting some food. And to be honest, I didn't even notice. There were about a table of 10 men. And when I was coming back from serving myself, they were staring at me. But it was not like a normal just look. Because I look at men, I look at women, everything. It was weird. And Automatic's face, my husband's face, threw me off.
It had creepy jail vibes.
Really?
Yeah, like it was.
Did you go full Will Smith?
No.
Don't you look at my wife.
Well, first of all, it was 10 big dudes.
Yeah, oh, no.
And it was me and Dana. So yeah. I wasn't going to go Will Smith. I'll say that. But I to the point where I was like, yo, what these guys are like, they started creeping me out.
And I think a lot of men are detached from that feeling of isolation that it brings upon women when you stare at them like that. Like what Dana was describing, like that had to make you feel very like scary, right?
I want to say that as a woman, this is the kind of thing we deal with since we were very young children. Not kidding. Your entire life, you have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to, you know, look in different direction to avoid that. You know, it's kind of scary the way we become accustomed to it. We shouldn't have to become accustomed to it.
You shouldn't at all. And it's also not all men are doing it intentionally.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They just don't have that sensor there because they're never around women.
Last night felt very primitive.
Therefore, we are here to teach man etiquette for men who aren't around a lot of women.
That's right, because in this show, we don't have many benefits, but hanging around pretty women because of Dana is one of the benefits we do have.
Anthony definitely benefits from this. Obviously, I'm married to Dana, but Anthony...
Well, radio as a whole, like, you're out, you're doing club events, you're working with promo girls. Like, everyone knows promo girls,
Anthony
right?
is single, do you know how many women hit me up on a daily? Yo, can you hook me? You better hit this man up himself.
And I credit my chivalry and my politeness, not my D game.
Oh, I don't know about all that. Now, I just realized what you sound like. What?
But I learned early from watching Jamie Foxx interviews that the key to attracting more women is to make them or help them feel comfortable in the setting that they're in.
Yes,
and that's one of the biggest things you can do.
So rule number one, don't stare. It creeps women out.
It really does.
It's okay to pay a woman a compliment. Actually, it's a good idea to pay a woman a compliment within, you know, reason. But gawking is creepy. Mm.
It makes us feel uncomfortable and sometimes scared.
What about staring and licking your lips and then going,
You better be The Rock or somebody.
If I'm packing, you in trouble.
The next one is, and this is a big one. Guys, don't touch women. Especially when you don't know them, or if you're in like an office setting and you go in for a hug or you go in for that like little hip grab or something like that, it's creepy.
Hip grab is the worst.
Oh, you know what's worse than a hip grab is the elbow pull. Oh. Like, especially if you're like at a party or something like that. You see a girl walking by like, hey, shawty, what up? You grab her by the elbow.
Don't touch me.
I want to add on that one too. Never approach a woman from the back.
Nope.
If she can't see you coming up front, don't even try to talk to her like
that. Like I said again, if I'm packing, you in trouble.
No. Dana, stay strapped. That's what
I guess so.
Get the glizzy, get alert. Dana.
The next one is don't locker room talk in front of women that you don't know unless you have that kind of relationship with them. It's aggressive. It scares.
No, you're right. I got my guy friends, Automatic and I talk, and Anthony and I talk a certain way. But you're right. When you do it around strangers, to be honest, can I ask you men a question? What do you do when men are being overtly obscene in front of you? Do you play into it, or do you
if it's just a bunch of guys?
Do you play into it?
Yeah, I don't care.
I respect a good joke or a good, like, if what we're talking about is honest and is true, and like it's like just like guys just talk, and like women talk too. Women
have group chats
where they talk a lot about men. So like I'll check a homie though, like, ah bro, I don't think, you know, sometimes you get that feeling where like, you know what? There needs to be a woman in the room when we're talking about this.
Okay.
There's a difference between talking and then rapey vibes. And that's what you need to avoid, are those rapey vibes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Or on the R word.
It's a real thing. And women got to be, you know, our whole lives. Watch your drink. And you know what the worst part is? Oh, she was dressed like this. She wanted it. No, women get assaulted being covered head to toe. Don't blame us for the actions of crazy men.
And my last piece of advice, compliment these women. Compliments, compliments, compliments. It makes them comfortable. As long as you compliment them without being creepy, don't talk about their breasts or their ass.
Thank you very much.
I'm talking about like, oh, that you look nice today, or that presentation you gave at work was amazing.
You don't have to tell me about my looks either. It doesn't always have to be a discussion about how I look. It can be a discussion about what we're discussing.
You compliment a woman's mind, and I promise you it's going to get you a lot further.
Oh, my God. You hang out with your wife too much. That is it. No, be a nice guy. Be chivalrous. Be polite, because nobody loves nice men more than
That's what you don't say.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jada Pinkett Smith is finally breaking her silence about her husband Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. I will tell you what her statement is. And I got more stories, too. It's the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
Before we get to the birthdays, we got, of course, on this day in 2019, we tragically lost the great Nipsey Hussle. May he rest in power.
Oh, man.
I remember we all had baggy clothes on. And I remember having a tattoo on your face meant you was a level 4 prison resident. What changed that? The narrative of rap music. The messaging in hip-hop influenced the world. So this is the power of hip-hop.
We have J-Rock celebrating a birthday, Pau Fu celebrating a birthday, and TikTok star Anna Stowell as well, too.
Okay, so I have some sad news to start with. Bruce Willis. I mean, we're talking about one of the most iconic actors of all time. Die Hard, Pulp Fiction, The Sixth Sense, and more, has announced that he's quitting acting. He's been diagnosed with aphasia. This causes people to lose the ability to read and express speech.
Oh, wow. That's tragic.
It is tragic. And you see ex-wife Demi Moore, his children, everybody releasing statements because this family stayed tight. Even though they got a divorce, they stayed tight.
I don't know how much you know about aphasia, but I'm just going to ask this question. So does this basically turn him into a vegetable?
No, he is still aware of everything.
He just can't speak.
He cannot express himself.
That is awful, especially for somebody who spent their entire life expressing themselves.
It really is. I really wish his family peace during this difficult time. I'm going to transition to Jack Harlow, who just covered Rolling Stone magazine and tweeted, "Look, Ma, I made it." He is also collaborating with Colonel Sanders.
You know what, Mills? You grab me an apron.
He did a commercial for KFC. It made me want to go get a bucket of chicken.
I mean, it makes sense. He's from Kentucky.
No, he does.
He's the biggest rapper from Kentucky.
I really thought he was going to hold out a little bit longer. until he got a little bit more notoriety before cashing in on this.
Hell, he's already going to be on White Man Can't Jump too. I mean, this guy, he's going to
get your money, get
you
your bag, man, get your bag. And then finally, Jada Pinkett Smith says it's a season for healing, and I'm here for it. What's she talking about? Like herself? She talking about Chris Rock's face? I don't quite understand. That's her. That's the statement about her husband Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. I did talk to somebody in the industry who said this has a lot more to do with something happening.
Hey, is your industry friend Wack 100?
No.
He was saying the same stuff that you were saying about Will Smith, too. And I'm like, dang, Dana's plugged in with the Bloods.
Okay, let's not go there, okay? I'm friendly with Crip and Blood.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, the USDA just released their economic research report for 2022. Is food going up? Is food going down? This is important for every family in America. I've got this story, and I always go last. So DJ Automatic, set it off.
Did you quit your job during the pandemic and now you wish you didn't? You're not alone. A new poll finds 1 in 5 workers, that's 20%, regret leaving their job.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, honestly, because I have a lot of friends right now who are like up, and I feel making a little bit of emotional decisions by quitting their jobs because there's not a lot of jobs out there yet.
So,
most of the people are saying it's just different than what they expected, and they miss the old culture at their old job.
Well, I think that here's the thing. There are, like, I think you said 11 million jobs off the air, right, that are available right now. However, that being said, when you quit one job, you got to start all over again at the next.
And you start at the bottom. You got to work your way up.
And you're not at the top yet.
Company culture is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
You have to be comfortable going into your work. And if you have friends within your workspace, you're a lucky person, because some people go to work and they have to work around people that they hate.
Or just maybe you made a rash decision, like Anthony said, emotional. Think about where you really want to be in your career before you move.
There it is. Well, I feel like the culture here needs to change a little.
Within the show? Okay.
It's only 3 of us.
I'll tell you guys that Starbucks oppression training, okay?
Okay, let me tell you something right now. 4.5 million people changed jobs last month. Anthony could be the one in the next.
All right. So researchers at Northwestern University found that it's actually better to sleep in the dark, all right?
Wow.
Well, of course it is. Well, no, that's mind-blowing.
Well, check this out, though.
He said blackout.
Yo, so listen, they said even a nightlight or keeping your blinds open can mess up with your heart's function while you're resting. And they actually said that it increases the insulin, which therefore slows down your metabolism when you're sleeping with the lights on or the blinds open. So close them,
baby. I sleep with the TV on.
Oh, automatic.
And
you're causing our
it.
Weight gain. You're going to cause us to have heart attacks when we all turn the TV
off. I need the noise. It's like a distraction. It's to my mind, because my mind
we
just goes crazy.
We have our sound app. We tell
Alexa. That doesn't
Alexa.
Work for my mind. I have to have something that literally distracts me so I can fall asleep.
Well, no. The TV does not work for your waistline. So think about that, bud.
As we can see.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right.
Somebody's over here getting Grammy ready, okay?
Fix this culture.
In case you missed it, the USDA released their economic research report. This is a service that provides monthly updates for the food price outlook, and now they've did an analysis for 2022. Chicken, dairy, fats, and oils will go up significantly, but there is good news. Fruits and vegetables are going down.
Oh, okay.
Finally. And honestly, you know what?
They're going to force people to eat healthy. I mean, if that's the only way they can do it.
It's not a bad thing. I know that Americans are suffering right now. You know what the problem I have with this administration is that they're not talking about that. They're not talking about the people hurting. I don't ever hear. They're just like, we're just going to get through it. It's going to come out. Come out of this. We're Americans. We're tough. We're strong. But where's the empathy? Where's this administration talking to everyday Americans, just trying to help us feel better about what's happening in our lives? Right now, Americans all over are paying crazy prices for gas, crazy prices for food.
I freaking paid $4 for a thing of mustard, and I was pissed.
You're like, dude,
even the soda
mustard
machine went up here. It used to be 50 cents, now it's $1.50, and he literally said because of gas on the soda machine.
You better drink water from the tap, DJ Automatic, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In food news, today we're going to talk about beer. Nobody's mad at that, right?
Beer.
All right, no. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
Last week, we discussed the historic nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first African-American woman to be nominated to the Supreme Court. And today I'm here to tell you she will soon be Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Republican Senator Susan Collins has indicated she'll be voting yes on her appointment, which means bipartisan support for this historic event. And I'm going to cry. She's going to be sworn in soon.
Ooh,
I'm just happy for women, women of color.
As much
women.
As people want to complain about this country, we are moving in the right direction.
We are.
I don't really even know what that position means.
She's a Supreme Court Justice.
What do you do?
Enforce the law of the land.
Yeah, Congress sets the laws, and then the Supreme Court decides if you're following it or not. They don't really make the laws, but they decide.
They get the final say.
Tell her to legalize it, dog.
Has to come from Congress first. Okay, now we're going to go to food news. Pabst Blue Ribbon High Seltzer will be available where marijuana is legal. This THC-infused beverage gets you baked.
Okay, you're doing too much. You're just chill, bro. Just roll it up and twist it. You don't
PBR, seltzer. Let me tell you who their target market is. Bros. and sorority girls.
If you just throw some vape juice in there, that's going to be like a Gen Z cocktail.
I feel our ratings going up in every college in the country right now. So in their current test market, California, it's one of the top-selling THC-infused products on the market. So wherever weed is legal, Pabst Blue Ribbon High Seltzer will be sold. I have no desire to get high in general, but I'm sure some people are going to want this.
PBR? It's not my favorite.
I'll say that. It's for people who've never even tried it. If you never tried THC, this is where you maybe want to start.
Yeah, like PBR is like the first beer you drink. This is like your introduction to THC.
National Day, Anthony.
We'll start with National Crayon Day. Hello.
Hello. Shout out to the crowd's favorite color crayon, DJ Automatic.
I'm going to go with like a royal blue.
Okay, Anthony.
I'm going to go shout out to Jay-Z. I'm going to go Blue Ivy Blue.
Yay. Okay, for me, it's just good old black.
Oh, okay.
Color.
All right.
Just like your soul.
Automatic.
We also have National Tater Day.
Shout out to potatoes. I like fried potatoes, baked potatoes, air fried potatoes. I don't fry our potatoes anymore. All air fried.
Dang the gump.
Yeah.
Shout out to mashed potatoes while we're here. And Dana Cortez, why did the skeleton not go to the prom?
Anthony A., why did the skeleton not go to the prom?
Because he had no body to go with. Yeah, dude. That's all right. That's all right.
That's good. That was good.
It's National Prom Day.
Hey, woo-hoo. So most people know, but you might not. I had a baby at 15, so I didn't go to my prom.
Damn.
I went to a prom with a friend just so I could have the experience, but I didn't go. Did you guys go?
We were childless and partying at prom. Me and Anthony were out there.
All right.
I went to two different high school proms. I went with one, Marissa, with Santa Fe High, and then I went to Capitol with my good friend Karina, and I made her cry.
Why did you make her cry?
Because my girlfriend at the time, her and I were like broken up for during the prom season. And then at prom, we decided to get back together.
And you left your date, Karina?
I left my date. And so, you know what, Karina? I'm sorry.
Dude!
Apologize to that woman on the radio.
You're similar to the girl Cassandra who almost made me cry.
What happened, Anthony?
Same thing, but I was the one being used.
You were Karina.
Yeah, dude. She had split with this dude and asked me to ask her to go to prom, and I did. And then after the prom, she was throwing up on her prom dress, and she was like, I only invited you because I like Josh. I wanted him to get jealous.
What was that woman's name?
Cassandra.
Cassandra owes you an apology on the radio. We need to call her up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic with music facts on the last day of March. Today is March 31st here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic, where will you begin today?
We're going to start with birthdays. It is J-Rock of TDE's birthday.
Win. Yeah. Curve everything else.
Shout out to the West Coast.
It's Tony Yayo of G-Unit's birthday.
It's Tony Yayo up in this.
Now we're going to go to 1995 when Tejano singer / legend / superstar Selena was shot to death outside a Texas motel by Yolanda Saldivar, who was the president of Selena's fan club.
Even, you know, if you weren't born during this time, people love Selena. To this very day, the music just lives on. Such an incredible artist.
Especially to a lot of young millennial Latina women, right? She was the only like beam and representative that people had in the mainstream media at that time.
I love that you say that. As a young Mexican-American, you know, I didn't know, can I do this? There was no one to look up to that spoke English, that loved to dress up, that, you know, that loved today's music. And then here comes Selena. And then her music was just so different. People don't understand that whole Cumbia King sound.
Oh, no. It's
amazing.
I mean, her legacy is here forever.
Forever.
All right, now we're going to 2009 when Black Eyed Peas release Boom Boom Pow.
Gotta get that boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
So this song was humongous. It was actually...
Did you say 2009?
Yes, 2009.
That is a very long time ago.
Well, it was the number one song of 2009. Shout out to Black Eyed Peas. And last, we're going to end in 2019 when Nipsey Hussle is fatally shot outside his shop, Marathon Clothing, in Los Angeles, California.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked.
This was such shocking news. I met Nipsey one time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, I knew this man, but it hit me because we keep seeing this violence in brown and black communities, violence against each other. This is something I grew up with, and it just hurt because it was a representation of what a lot of us live with every single day. And that's why I want to have open conversations. You know, I don't think people are comfortable talking about what happens in our communities, but I think that's the only way that we're going to stop the unnecessary violence toward one another.
And praise be to Nipsey too. This was the hardest artist death that I've ever had to cope with. Just one, from like being involved in the industry aspect, and then two, just being a fan of what he was about. I modeled everything I did in regards to my career after what he built his music career on. And he's just Nipsey Hussle, the great man. Long live forever.
Just like Selena, his legacy is going to live forever.
Yes. Absolutely automatic. Music Facts with DJ Automatic right here on The Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez earlier was expressing how when men gawk at her and stare at...
Or just women in general.
Or just women in general, how weird it can make them feel and how isolated it can make them feel. So homies, we never want you to act like creeps, but we've all done it accidentally. So what we're going to do right now is share our creepiest moments and tell you how to not be a creep. How's it going to do?
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And yeah, Automatic, so you and Dana were eating dinner where there was a crew of what we are, they oil field workers, construction workers. We don't know their occupation.
We don't know what their
right?
occupation was, but I could tell they probably been on site for a while and hadn't seen a woman. I'm saying at a minimum a month, maybe longer.
Okay. Also, my good friends who are like film guys, like TV producers and stuff like that, they don't hang around with a lot of women in their workplace either.
They just get to look at them on screen.
Exactly, right? So, we have to share our creepy stories.
I want to hear your creepy story.
The production guys that I was talking about, my friend Frank and the crew, we were all going out, and they're like, yo, we're going to invite Emma out. Now, Emma, she's a very, very, very pretty blonde woman, also very talented in her own right.
Yeah.
And I thought she was part of the homies. So what me and my homies were doing is that night, while we were out, we were making a little gesture to each other. When instead of, you know, saying, hey, man, you're acting like a little kitty cat, we would make this little symbol to each other, right, to let each other know from across the room. And I was like, yo, I'm going to let Emma in on this joke.
Oh.
Now, the thing about trying to talk to somebody about this joke in a nightclub is they only heard every third word. So Emma thought I was making that gesture towards her to say, give me that kitty cat.
Oh, cool. No.
So I went around for the rest of the night, the rest of the 3 hours that we're in the club, making this gesture to Emma, thinking that she's just loving this inside joke, dude. And we get back, she pulls my friend Frank to the side, and she goes, yo, Anthony's a real pervert.
Ew.
Oh, no, dude.
Did you get to clarify?
I got to clarify, but I went around for 3 hours being the biggest weirdo in the room.
Oh.
Dude, so if you're trying to avoid the situation that I ran into, Automatic's going to drop some gems for you homies and homettes. Let us know if we're right with these and how to approach women and not make them feel like a piece of meat.
Don't stare, don't gawk. We just said that. Mm. It's creepy.
Bingo.
It makes them feel uncomfortable. You're not going to get anywhere. You got to have better game than that. Just staring a woman down is not going to get you in her pants.
Oh, no, dude. Who told you that?
Yeah, the next one. Don't touch.
Oh, don't touch. Come on. If you don't know her, don't touch a stranger. Don't touch any stranger.
Yeah, don't hug her. Don't grab her by the hips. Don't grab her by the elbow.
Oh.
Don't put your arm around her because that is about the creepiest thing you could do.
Yeah.
And I promise you ain't going to get you anywhere closer to her.
I'm going to sprinkle a little tidbit on it, too. Never approach her from the back, like at 6 o'clock or at 12 o'clock dead on, too, either. That's a little creepy right there, my guy.
Another thing which Anthony should have thought of. Don't lock a room talk in front of these women.
Bruh. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You thought Emma was one of the boys. Emma just thinks you're a creep now.
Yeah, dude. She doesn't know why I recovered from that ever. All right, Automatic. What else you got on that list?
The last thing, I know this one works. Compliments, compliments, compliments. And I'm not talking about complimenting the way she looks, like as like her chest or her rear or anything like that. I'm talking about complimenting her mind, maybe her outfit, maybe even her work.
Oh, so those things are, oh, you're pretty smart for a woman. No.
Don't you dare say that. That'll get you on the creep list.
Don't ever take advice from me. Listen to DJ Automatic. He's been in a successful marriage for over a decade now, right? Something like that.
I don't know if that makes me an expert, but it definitely makes me out of the game and knowing how to talk to women.
If at any point a woman calls you a creep or a weirdo, back up, my guy, because in fact you are being a creep or a weirdo. Have a beautiful day. We love you. You creeps too.